special marketplace, Shalakim, a place, Rashi, Yoyim Adashuka. It's the market day, the day they have a big market, even to go down to a Goyish marketplace. V'loichin b'heima avodim u'shvachos, ikabayof to Goyim then, animals, slaves, shvachos, batim, houses, sodois and fields, ukromim, vineyards, v'koysev u'malo b'yakoy shalahim. You're allowed to go down into their judges, their bezdin, and buy it by them. Why? The Hur wouldn't allow to go down to the Goyish judges there. Teretz is, Mevneishu Kamatsu Miyodim. It's like a dover of it. Because if we don't get their signature, if we don't have them to sign the shtar, they'll never prove it, and they'll steal it from us. So Mel, in order to keep what we're buying, we have a right to sign it in their akois. Rashi says, Umala be akois in their bezdins, and that by their judgments there we call the courts. Like Hayom Bachimosum. Techivan the Hashdu, the Mishkachaslu, today you find the judges there. Oluyemachrina loy, another day you won't find them shari, you'll have to do it even on Cholomoid. If we go down to the Rid on Cholomoid, you'll have to do all this on Cholomoid. Because even though it's not called Dovrovid, because do it after Cholomoid, but no, it could be you won't find them around after Cholomoid, you'll have to do all this on Cholomoid. Rav Shori Lechia Barashi Lemigdal Ahure B'chol Demorada. Rav was matir for Lechia Barashi to make a net on Cholomoid. Rashi says, Mahuta Napa. Shitzodin Boydogim. To make a net to catch fish, you'll have to make this on Cholomoid. And providing you want to catch fish on Cholomoid, so it's all called Sarach HaMoid, you're allowed to make the net on Cholomoid. My timer, my sehed you too. It's very easy to do it. It's any simple person can do it. Therefore, since it's Sarach HaMoid, you're allowed to do my sehed yet for Sarach HaMoid. Avol izli osir. But this Rashi says, Rishesha shetzotim boyofis. If you want to make a net to catch birds, that's a harder net to make. That's also to make on Cholomoid. My timer, my sumenu. That has to be professionally made. And a professional malach, it's also to do on Cholomoid. Unless it's a dover of it, it's also certain to know him when it's mutter. Rav Yehuda Shori La'ami Tanura. Rav Yehuda was mad to this person called Ami Tanura, Lemido Tanure. His ladder build ovens on Cholomoid. Trash Lemido Tanura, Lassus Atana Mechodesh. Even if you want to start making a new oven, it's mutter to make on Cholomoid. Since it's a tzorech oichel nefesh, you're making the oven on manas to be able to cook on Cholomoid, even to make the whole oven just from scratch, you're allowed to make it on Cholomoid. And Rabbi Yehuda was also matur ulerav bar asvi, lemigda mahuta. He was also maturim to make a mahuta napara, she says, napara is a sif. He was maturim to make a sif, because you want to use it to sieve off the flour on Cholomoid, since it's a tzorech to be used on Cholomoid, you're allowed to make a sieve on Cholomoid. For the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. V'otoni Rabba Bashmuel. Rabba Bashmuel learned, V'shovin, they both agree, Shein Goydlin, Tana Lechatchila, you're not allowed to make an oven from scratch. So it's a kasha, how could Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Ta'ami Tanura, to make a Tana, to make an oven from scratch? And here we learned it's also to make an oven from scratch on Cholomoid. So most of Lakasha. Can be Moisach Chama, can be Moisach Shomim. It depends whether in the winter months, in the Moisach Shomim, or whether the summer months, the Moisach Chama. Whether it's Sukkot or whether it's Pesach. Shrashi can be Moisach Shomim Kleimer. Kishiyod, the Magi Shomim Beregel, Kagoyin Besukkot. On Sukkot when it still rains, the beginning of the rain season, and Oisim Tana, then you can't make the oven. Lufi Shein the Yavish Liyato doesn't dry up right away. Ad Liyachra Regel, it takes time till the oven dries up. The Ovid Tirchosh Dolotzorach Regel, you're making an oven that you won't be able to use on Cholomoy, that's awesome. Mashreka in Pesach time when the rain season stopped, so if you make your Tana during Cholomoy, in 1 or 2 days the sun will dry it out, and you'll be able to use it, and you can even use it on Yom Tif, therefore it's mutter to make it on Cholomoy. So if it could be made and finished on Cholomoy, you could use it. If not, if you could only use it after Cholomoy, then it's also to make it during Cholomoy. It's Mishnah Baita. Oisin Makir Legag. You're allowed to make your makir, that's your wall. If you have your roof on top of your roof, you're not allowed to walk there unless you have a makir fence around the roof. So you're allowed to make the fence even on Cholomoid. l'mafeses, if you have your balcony also, you're allowed to make the mechitza, you can make the wall around the balcony. Rashi says, koisu katan oisun al hitztabos, shenei ilyos, the balconies, you can make the wall around it. Why? My said, you could do it in a simple manner. In a simple wall, you're allowed to make. Avoloi my sumin, but you can't make a professional wall. A my sumin, that's also to do on cholamoit. Shofen es asatkin, you could smooth out the cracks. Rashi says shabbatanum. If you have an oven, and in your oven the wall got cracked, you're allowed to smooth out the wall, put lime there, put cement there, to smooth out the wall, the smutter to fix it up on cholamoit. Umagila noisoi, also, bimagila, you could like smooth out the ground even with a roller. A professional roller you use to roll out, smooth out the ground, beyad of a regal. If you use this roller with your hands or with your feet, it's mutter to use it. Avoloi b'mahal tzal, b'mahal tzim. This is a professional type of a roller that you use with your hands, that's also to do on cholamoid. So Rashi says like this, O magila noise b'magila, shegunlin al karkoyes ataner. On the ground of the tanner, you used to use eitz godl, a big piece of wood, ogle, a round piece of wood, because they list the masatkin. That's what used to close up the cracks. They would put this big roller of wood, a big wood, and roll it on the floor of the oven. So that's mutter to do on cholamoid. Biyad of a regal, that means shaloichin biyad the eitz, you take with your hand a piece of wood, uboyatin biyad of a tanner, and you put it in the oven with your hand, list the masatkin, to close up the cracks. Oy boyes baraglu, or should kick it with your foot, ala karkoyes a tanner. You kick this stick with your foot on the tana, there it's mutter. Mashenkin mechal tzalim, Rashi says, eitz kein regel, shedoichka b'mazivo listem hasotkin, v'yesh boi mais umen yosim agilam. This is a bigger professional roller that since it's a mais umen here, it's also to use this professional roller on cholamoid. Even though vaita you're rolling out the floor of your tana to smooth it out, but use a professional tool, then it's awesome. Hatsir. Rashi says that's the regular delts. If you have your front door and it came off and you want to make the peg in the ground that the door will go around about, that the delos goes around on that peg, or else for yatsinur, Rashi says, that's the hole in the ground. In other words, you put the peg in the hole that the door goes around on. So the kiss of your front door came off on cholamoid, you're allowed to put it back in place again. You can make the hole in the doorpost, you can make the peg there. Vaita v'yakoyro, hua din Rashi mashala pesach. If the top beam, the top of the door came off, you could also fix it on cholamoid. V'yamanel, if your lock broke on cholamoid, you're allowed to have it fixed on cholamoid. V'yamavteach, shenishbro, hua din if the lock broke. What's the difference here? Manel. Two different type of locks. The broker is mesaknin b'moyed. You're allowed to have them fixed on cholamoyed. And the pshat is called the dover of it. Like if you have your front door open, the ganovim can come in and steal. So to protect your house, you shouldn't have a loss. You're allowed to fix your front door on cholamoyed. Uvavach lo yiskavin lasas malachta b'moyed. You should not, let's say, it broke last week. You shouldn't push it off to call the locksmith to come put on cholamoyed when you're home. That you're not allowed to do. If you could have had it fixed before cholamoid, you're not supposed to wait to have it fixed on cholamoid. Rashi, ubavach lo yiskavin lasas malachta b'moyed. Kishayesh lo lesakin kol elu v'sha yemois hashona. If you could, you knew your door broke a week ago, and you should have had it fixed a week ago. O manicho yad b'moyed, you're not allowed to leave it to have it fixed during cholamoid. Right, another locha, v'chol kfoshim, shu yochol locha mehem b'moyed koifshin. Any type of pickling that you want to do, kaivish means you want to pickle something, let it stay in pickles, or any type of things you want to be kaivish, pickle it, sour it. If you're souring it now, almanasta in a day or two, you'll be able to eat it in cholamoid, then it's mutter. If you want to start making sour pickles now in cholamoid, that's going to take you 2 weeks to make it, then it's awesome. Because you're making the sour pickles now to use after cholamoid, there's no heta to make it in cholamoid. Trashu kvoshin. Anything you want to salt, you want to salt it or sour it. If you'll be able to eat the salty fish, this herring on cholamoid, it's good. If it's something that you'll be able to pickle it in 1 or 2 days and then eat it, so you'll have to do it on cholamoid. But if it's going to take you the whole yomtiv till it gets finished, first after yomtiv, so pshita, there's no heter to do it on cholamoid. So again, the first part of the Mishnah said you're allowed to make this maka, this wall, the fence around your roof with a maisa hedyet. So Gemara says, hechidami maisa hedyet, what's called a simple type of a wall. So Gemara says, Rav Yosef ma behutzav adafna. You want to use like reeds and the pond leaves, that's mutter. That's not a kaisal, a wall that will stay a long time. It's only a simple wall, that's mutter. But Masnisa Torah and the Braisi we learned, Tsar B'tzror, you could use pebbles or bricks even, V'yein Atach Petit, but you don't cement it down. As long as you don't use cement, that's not called a Mais Umen, it's a Mais Edya, that's Mutter. Right, then it says, Shofen Es Asatkin Magila Noisim Magila. If you have a crack in your oven in Cholomoid, you're allowed to smooth out the crack on Cholomoid. And you're allowed to even use this Magila, this round wood, that's not a professional, it's a Mais Edya. So the Mara Hashta b'magila marta shori madach, you're allowed to use this wood to smooth out the floor of the oven. Piyad of regal miboy, if the other meaning is, the Mishnah means you could use the magila and then you could smooth it out with your hand and with your feet. So madach, you could use the magila, which looks like a maisumin, you could use this type of a roller. For sure you could smooth it out with only your hands and with your feet. So Mara says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Shofen es asatkin, you could smooth out the cracks of the oven. Ul magila noison kein magila biyad of regel, and you could also use this roller as long as it's not done professionally. It looks like you're only rolling it with your hands and with your regel. Avoloi b'machatzayim, but now with a professional roller, that's usur. So biyad Rashi says it means kein magila v'loy magila mamish el kein magila biyad of regel. It means something that's not a professional tool. It's not a professional roller. You have to still push it with your foot or move it with your hands. But a professional roller, that's also to use in Cholomoid. Then it says the Mishnah, you can fix up your front door in Cholomoid. Hatzir, if the peg, the atzina, the hole in the floor, the akur with the top beam, or manol, and the handles, or mafteach, and the key, or some hamano means the lock, the mafteach means the key. Shenishbro that broke on Cholomoid, misaknin b'moid. You can have these things fixed in Cholomoid. Or Rimino have a kash like this. Ad yomov hoyapatish makab Yushlayim. It used to be that the blacksmith used to bang his hammer in Yushlayim. So Rashi says it means ad yomov means shayuchim in Kohen Godol. Hoyapatish makab Yushlayim b'cholashemoid. At his times, at least before his times, they used to allow in Cholomoid the blacksmith would bang his hammer. He was mavato, the blacksmith cannot bang his hammer anymore. Almer also, Mashmi can't use the hammer anymore in Cholomoid. The Mishnah says you could fix the lock and the key. You have to go to a blacksmith to fix the lock. So it's a stira. So the Mishnah says, Ad Yom Avin, Mikan V'elechloi, Mashmi only up to Yechlem Mitzak this time they used to bang with the hammer. But from then on not, so the Kasha Mishnah is there for his times and says you could fix the lock. Masal Kasha. Kan Branafchi, Kan Branagri. Depends what type of a hammer you want to use. Branafchi means the blacksmith's hammer. That's a professional hammer, big one. That's also to do now in Cholomoid. Or Branagri, a posh at the carpenter's hammer, a smaller one, that you could use in Cholomoid. Maskavla Rav Chizda. Yomru Kala Rabba Osir Kala Zut Rishor. Like, what's the difference? You're banging with a hammer, it's a coil. People hear you bang, and they'll hear you bang with a carpenter's hammer. They'll think you're allowed to bang with a blacksmith hammer. How could it make a difference? That can't be the difference. If one is also, both is also. Elo Amar Rav Chizda, Lakasha. Ho b'magli, ho b'chatzini. So Rashi says, magli means mosar hagodol, the big saw-like shori. The leimolet kol klum. That doesn't make any noise. Bechatzini boros, and every aludi call it fei. A different type of tools they are. One's a big saw, doesn't make too much noise, that's mutter, and one's a type of a hammer that makes a lot of noise, that's what's also. So the one that makes a lot of noise, that's also to use in Cholomoid now. And the other one that doesn't make so much noise, that's mutter. We have Poparamano, Kan Kaitim Gzera, Kan Yach Gzera, Enechnami. Our Mishnah that says it's Mutter means before the Gzera of Rabbi Yechonim Kain Godel. But after his Gzera, Enechnami, it's Takarosa. Ravashi Yomar, Ho Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi. No, it's a Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi. The Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Man Tona, Shinu B'moyit, B'dover Ovid, Who's the one that said that even on the Dover Ovid, like here, your front door broke down, so it's a Dover Ovid, you better fix it fast before somebody steals something. Even the Dover Ovid, you have to do a shinui. You're not allowed to do it in a normal manner. You have to make a shinui. It has to be some different manner you're doing it in. Who's that shita? To like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yossi. So the kids said, Samachlaikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yitzchok, that when you have a heter of Dover Ovid, so you have to make a shinui or not. So our Mishnah that says here you could do it, goes according to the shita that the Dover Ovid is mutter without a shinui. And the gzera of Rabbi Yochanan and Kohen Gadol was that now even though it's Dover Ovid, you have to make a shinui, you can't do it in a normal manner. The Rashi says, Horeb Yudah Horeb Yosi. The Pirk and the Kamon, the next parak will have, Horeb Yosef Leboye Lishnui Ledover Ovid. When you want to fix something, that you'll have a loss if you don't do it, you don't have to make a shinui. You don't have to make some different manner. You can do it a normal manner. Well, Masnitz in the Shari Yocha, Kolhani, B'loi Shinui, Rabbi Yossi. Our mission that says you're allowed to fix the door in the normal manner, use the normal hammer, that goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. That if you're doing something, a malach, a serach, dover, ovud, not to have a loss, you're allowed to do it in the normal manner. And Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Kaman Madlinan Idna, Kiviyusa the dasha b'chol the mayit command kreb yosi. So Rashi says it means kishe yosi mismorim shaleitz min akira shala pesach. When you have nails sticking out of the beam of the front door, tisharu lemev de bloy shinui. You're allowed to bang in those nails in a normal manner. Who says that? That goes according to Reb Yosi Shita. In other words, to fix the dover ovud, it's mutter to fix the nails in a normal manner. That goes according to Reb Yosi Shita. And after it says over there that Yochanan Kohen Gadol by the Gzeira not to use the hammer anymore, he holds like the other Shita, that even though a Dover Ovid you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed, but you have to make a Shinui. But we hold like Rabbi Yitzchak though, like Rabbi Yossi, that a Dover Ovid is mutter to do even without a Shinui. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Aleph from Yud Aleph. You're in the bottom of the two dots in the Gemara. Yeah, it says Kvoshim Shuyocho Lecho B'Moyed Kovshin. You let a pickle or salt something if you clear it on Cholamoyed. So the Mar says like this. The Mar says a Maisa now Bedisa Levoyi, that was the name of a place by this river. Rashi says Bedisa is Shem Nor, that was a river. Levoyi is a Shem Mokum. Is Kavri, there were a lot of fish there. Is also Kula Yalma Tsoid. Everybody in that city went down to this river and they caught the fish on Chol HaMoed. Is Isul Kavri, they brought the fish home, so they had a lot of fish. Is Sharulu Rava, Rava was matter them on Chol HaMoed, Lemimlach Minayu, to salt them. They had extra amount of fish, and if you don't salt them, they'll rot away, so he's matter them to salt it. Omalei Abayas, Abayas said back to Rava like, Vatanana says in our Mishnah that Kvosim Shu Yochol Lecho Mihem B'Moyed Kovshin. You're only allowed to salt something or pickle something if you could eat it on Chol HaMoed. And over here they salted the fish so much, Mishama, that you can't eat the fish right now. It'll take a long time to eat it. So you can't eat it on Chol HaMoed. How come he was mad to them to salt this fish on Chol HaMoed? Shras Vaki Nami Kivet Shemokam Harbei. Since he salted a lot of it to protect it, preserve it, so you know you can't eat it now in Chol HaMoed. So why was the mutter to do it? Or Malay, the Rav answered back, Kivan de Mikora, Abaita de Achilo Aisino. At the beginning, when they went down to catch the fish, they had a mind to eat it. Like you never know which is going to be the best fish. They went fishing the Almanaz teat, and they had left over. Now the shaviklu, if they leave over the fish and not salt it, pasadi, they'll have a hefset from it. So therefore, they'll have a loss. Is kapamaktiya ha'ovudami. It's like a business deal that you'll have a loss if you don't sell it now. Fishari, therefore, smutas do it on Chol HaMoed. Here it's different. Here already they already caught the fish. Now that they have the excess amount of fish, so the question: what can you do with the fish? So he says a lot of salt in order not to lose the fish, not to have a hefset, not to have a loss. Vika the Amri, some said the story was like this. Shorilu Rava Maitred Mazel. Rava himself was not to them to go and catch the fish. The first pshat was, after they caught it, they came to ask Rava, what should they do with it? So he said, you're allowed to salt it. Now, Vika the Amri says a bigger Kiddush. that Rav even gave them permission to catch all the fish in Chol HaMoed. Is Mezel Icy, they brought it, or Mimloch, and they salted the fish. So Rav was mad to all this, that Lechitchila to go and catch an excess amount of fish, and go and salt it. Is Omulay Abayis, and now Abayis it back to Rav. V'ananai, now Mishnah says, that Kfoshim Shu Yochul Echol Mihen Kofshim. You're only allowed to salt or pickle something that you could eat it on Chol HaMoed, Tanan. But something you can't eat on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it. Say, here, how could you salt this fish? The Khuri can't eat it now on Chol HaMoed. So how was he mad at them to go and catch so much fish if he knew that they're going to have to salt it now on Chol HaMoed, and that should be awesome. So Amalei, Rav answered back like this. Hani nami misachli. No, this fish now, these fish could also be eaten. Is even though you're salting it now, and while it's salted, it's not edible, but you could make it, you could squeeze out like the salt. Has agav itzitzo. If you squash out, squeeze out the salt, it'll be edible. Trashi agav itzitzo. Samach. Trashi shemoshe chamelech mehen. You could squeeze out, push out the salt from the fish. And the Mara says, kihod is shmuel. Like it once happened with shmuel. Avdulei shishin itzitzi. He had very salty fish, and he took it, squashed it out, 60 times, or some say means, Rashi's Kalema, Rechts in Oise Harbi, he washed it out a lot, Harbi from him. Mitzitzi lay Shishim Zimni, he washed off this fish 60 times, and he made it viochel, and he ate it. So even if you're salting the fish, fish is not like our Mishnah. Fish is something, even though you salt it, you could soak it off and get the salt off it. Mashenka, the Mishnah is talking about that you're salting the things just to put them away, and it's not edible right now in Chol HaMoed. So here the fish, since you couldn't make it edible again, therefore it's mutter to do it. Rava ikloy lave Resh Galusa. Rava went to visit Resh Galusa. Avdilei shishin itzitzi. They took this fish that they washed it off 60 times. V'yochel and he ate it. So you see, even though the fish is salted, it's not the pshat, it's not edible now in Chol HaMoed. It could be edible, you could eat it on Chol HaMoed. Fight the Rav, ikloy levei Rav. Rav went to visit Rav. Rav ikloy levei Rav. Is Shaper, Rav Shofer. He went to visit Rav Shofer. Is Aisila Kamayu Hu Kavri. They brought in front of him a dish of fish that Tilsa Bishuloi. It was cooked 1/3. Tilsa Nocha. 1/3 it was salted. For Tilsa Tfriya, and 1/3 it was roasted. That's the type of fish that he ate. Is Omar Rav said, Ada Tzaida, that this famous fisherman Ada told me that Kavra fish, Somach Lemischayu Marli. The fish are very good. The older they are, right before it gets spoiled, that's when the fish is good. It's better when it's old than when it's young. I mean, after it's caught. Rashi says, Kleimar, Yoful Yachas Man, it's better the older the fish is, Shenitzud, Yosem Mihishosod Nitzud. Better than fresh caught fish, it's better when it's a few days old. Tosis says, Vizman is there, Tosim Sakona Lamechel Samal Sirchen. Today they hold, no, it's you're worse off. It's a Sakona to eat the fish when they're old. So therefore it's better to eat it when it's fresh. The Yom Rav, Rav said that Omali Ada Tzaide, this fisherman Ada told me, that kavra tfiya, if you go ahead and you roast a fish, kviya tfiya bi'acho, you should roast it with his brother, acha Rashi says the melech. You should roast the fish with salt. Rashi shamelech nivra min amayim kidogim, because salt was also created from the water, comes out of water like fish. And asuka bi'avua, when your Rashi says means la'acha shetzolu, after you roasted it, noistim b'mayim tzolim. So you should put it in cold water. That's called biavu, like its father, where it was grown. The fish lives in water. Michli bebrei. And when you eat the fish, eat it with like a son. What does that mean? Rashi says, Matil noisem betzir hayaitzem in adogim. V'yachle noisem. You should eat the fish with the juice, with the gravy that comes out of the fish. Ashti yolei avua. And afterward, you should drink some water. Rashi says, Shoysen olav mayim shadogim nevrom in amayim. You should drink water afterwards. The Yom Rav, Rav said that Omali Yadat Tzaida, the fisherman Ada told me that Kavra, if you eat fish, Tachli, that Shechlayim, some crest, they say, the Chalbo, or some milk, Litoin, Gufei,
like do some exercise, walk something, for a little period, don't go to sleep then. As after a heavy meal like these, don't go to sleep, but do some exercise. The Yama Rav Omali Adar Tzayda. Ken Adar, the fisherman, told me that Kavra, if you eat fish, Tachli or Kress, the Chalba, milk, Maya, drink milk right afterwards, V'lay Shichra, don't drink beer. And Shichra V'lay Chamra, it's better to drink beer than to drink wine. Don't drink wine after these things, the best thing is to drink water. Yehagin Alecha Mashkin Beis HaShalchan. Yeah, Mr.